Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. It's 8:11. It is Thursday morning, the 8th day of December, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Bicklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, of course, you can always listen to us at 103.3 FM. And when you're traveling to anywhere else on the planet, you can go to our website, ksje.com, and you can listen to us anytime, day or night. Welcome also to our viewers who are joining us this morning, because KSJE is, of course, a community-supported visual radio station. So we welcome our viewers who are watching us today on the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are all with us this morning, because coming up, our focus today is economic development. I'll be speaking with Arvin Trujillo from Four Corners Economic Development. He has been a busy guy last couple of weeks, so we'll catch up with him and find out what's going on in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on this hour, we'll be checking in with the Aztec Chamber of Commerce, talking about their big holiday event happening this Saturday, Aztec Sparkles, of course. We'll talk about that today, 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Happy to support the Aztec Chamber of Commerce. Next hour, Mick Hess will be here, Roving with the Arts. It's our classical music program. Mick is featuring music from the great Mozart this morning, so I know you'll enjoy that next hour here on KSJE. And don't forget, you can connect with us on all forms of social media, from Facebook to YouTube to two accounts on Twitter and our Instagram page. Also, if you're a podcast person, we've got lots of KSJE podcasts for you to subscribe to for free. They're available wherever you listen to podcasts, of course. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a sunny morning here in Farmington, currently 31 degrees, a little cooler up to our north where the snow has fallen again overnight in the Telluride area. This is the view from Mountain Village, of course, in Telluride, but bright sunny skies and blue skies in Telluride, as they enjoy some morning snowfall this morning in Telluride. Here in Farmington, though, we're expecting a mostly sunny day today. Sunshine will get even more so by this afternoon. The high 44 in Farmington, clear and 21 tonight. A bit warmer tomorrow with partly sunny skies and a high of 48 on Friday. Lots more sunshine and warmer on Saturday with a high of 49. 55 and partly sunny skies on Sunday before the next storm system comes in Sunday night, which we're expecting maybe some snow showers overnight Sunday, 33 for a low, and more chances for rain or snow and cooler weather on Monday with a high only reaching 40 degrees. Well, let me turn to my guest who is with me this morning, as I mentioned, from Four Corners Economic Development. Arvin Trujillo is here for his regular visit with me. I'm glad that you were able to come in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Thank you for coming in. As I mentioned, you've been a busy guy last few weeks or
yes.
years or whatever, decades, whatever the case may be. It seems like you're always going somewhere at 100 miles an hour.
You know, we've been busy. Some really good things happening. A lot of development in our workforce development areas.
Right.
We've been working with a number of local school districts, the college, and some of our businesses really looking at how we can begin to develop what they call career pathways for our students.
Right, okay. We hear about that a lot here at San Juan College.
Yes.
So this is something that I am somewhat familiar with.
And what we're trying to do is we're moving in down into the high school and even into the mid-school range.
Got it.
And again, for those who aren't really clear about that, pathways is a concept by which we go to students in the mid-school level, and we begin to introduce them to different careers, getting them the opportunity to see what these different careers are in, say, energy or manufacturing or outdoor recreation.
Sure.
These different areas.
And so there are, pardon me for interrupting, yeah. But I think that there are other related careers too, right? If they're on this pathway, you know, they may want to be maybe a teacher, but then maybe that means maybe something else too, in addition to education and things along that line,
yes,
right?
Yes, so exactly.
That's the idea.
The idea is to give the students a chance to see what other careers are available. Because again, if you think about it, kids will begin to move towards areas that they are familiar with. You talk to a young child, you know, most of them say, well, I want to be a fireman or maybe a bus driver.
Right.
But a lot of them also say whatever mom and dad does,
true,
that's what they want to do.
Right.
And so, again, the idea is to get information in front of our students to show that what industries are out there, what kind of careers are out there. How do I begin to prepare myself if I want to move in a certain direction? And as you indicated, as they move down those career pathways, if something else changes, they can change with that and move according to what their career desires may be as they continue through their educational processes.
Right. And so you've gotten a lot of buy-in from local school districts, I know.
Yes.
From the college you mentioned as well to focus on some of this. And there's some opportunities available. And that's what took you to Phoenix last month.
That took us to Phoenix.
Tough to go to Phoenix in November. I my heart bleeds for you, but I'm glad someone has to do it.
Yes,
someone
has
to do it.
That's
so
right.
I'm glad that you were there.
But we initiated a program, and then through former superintendent Dr. Schmidt.
Eugene Schmidt from Farmington Schools.
We were able to get a Gates Foundation grant to really begin to look at what can we do here in the Four Corners region. Through that effort, we were able to get Gallup-McKinley Schools involved with our local school districts here. Cuba is also
nice,
a part of our efforts here. And again, we've been looking at how we as a region can begin to move down this path and how we might be able to support economic development initiatives in these other areas, in these other counties here in Northwest New Mexico.
Right. And so I guess for the foundation, it's the pitch would be you're not just maybe helping 10,000 students at Farmington Schools, because we're partnering with all these other school districts, you're going to be helping tens of thousands of students in the whole Four Corners region.
That's the thing that we're wanting to do. And more importantly, Scott, we are working to develop a process or develop our efforts with our other counties to really pitch Four Corners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we can get the schools together to work with us on the same effort, that just makes our message much more powerful. So through the Gates Foundation, we went through 9 months of really intensive work figuring out how do we want to do this. And we developed what they call a blueprint, or if some of you may want to think of it as a strategic plan.
Right.
How we'll do this, and how do we get the different school districts working together, and what can they bring to the table and areas that they want to focus on. And so all of this came to a climax in Phoenix, where we had where we were one of 12 communities basically making the pitch to the Gates Foundation to continue our efforts in this pathway exercise. And so a group of us, we had representatives from Farmington Schools, Aztec, Bloomfield, San Juan College.
There you are. We've got a picture of you.
We've got
a picture of you all
when
you were there. That's right.
We have McKinley, Gallup School Districts. We all convened there in Phoenix, and we gave a presentation looking at all the work that we've done. We were getting a lot of positive feedback from a lot of communities, especially on the diversity
of this region. Right. And did I understand correctly that this was by kind of invitation only from the Gates Foundation? So it wasn't just everybody walking off the street to ask for money.
Right.
You had to be invited to go and pitch to the Gates Foundation.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there were 12 communities from throughout the country.
Right.
That were there in Phoenix. And we were one of those communities selected to come in and give our presentation. And it turned out real well. But the thing about it, too, was listening to other communities, you could see what they're doing. And quite frankly, we here in the Four Corners area have a lot of the same challenges and a lot of the same areas that the Appalachian is looking at.
And I was reading there was another team from Kentucky, I think it was,
yes.
Right? And they maybe had some other challenges with coal and
exactly.
things like we're dealing with, too,
It was almost
too,
a
right?
mirror. And we were looking at the diversity aspects. They were looking at the fact that you have a lot of folks in the rural areas, much like we do here.
Right.
And so some of the challenges that they were dealing with were some of the many challenges that we were dealing with here in the Four Corners area. So both teams were really aware as to the similarities and the commonalities that we had in both areas.
Right. Here's a slide from the presentation, I think,
okay.
right, that you shared with me as well. And I think talking just about the vastness of the geographic area that you're representing, this whole group of people that we saw in the last photo, but talking about, you know, the size of the Four Corners area beyond San Juan County, which is bigger or comparable to the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Which some East Coast folks don't quite understand how wide our expanses are here in the West, right?
Yes. And again, this was an eye-opener for a lot of folks in terms of the area that we were looking at.
Right.
And the number of students involved within this region. And again, explaining what we had here in terms of the power industry and how that was a real economic driver in this region and how that is all changing and how that's impacting this region. And so again, we were looking at how we can keep people here, how we can keep students here. I've already told my story before a number of times where I worked hard to get my kids through school, and now they're doing real well.
Right.
But in other parts of the country, they're not here.
Right.
And I know of many families that are in the same predicament.
Sure. And we don't want that necessarily. And I'm sure
no.
you don't want that as a parent and grandparent.
Well, again, we want people to live here, and this is a great place to live. And if they, you know, I talk to my kids, and they say, you know, Dad, if there's a job there that was a real interest to me, yeah, I come back home.
Sure.
But
they haven't found it yet.
They haven't found it yet.
Right.
So that's where we are.
Gotcha. Understood. Just looking at this graphic again, and for our radio audience, it's again talking about the vastness of our region here, of course, and the square mileage of the school districts that were part of this presentation with you. And just to go through them, Aztec Schools at 413 square miles, the size of the school district, Bloomfield at 1,500 square miles, Cuba at 1,700 square miles, Farmington 800 square miles, and the biggest, of course, Gallup-McKinley County, 4,800 square mile school district.
Yes.
Just let that simmer for a moment, everyone, into your minds of how vast that is.
And really, for me, when we first started this and the school districts were talking about how big they are and the area that they have to cover, you know, I never appreciated that.
Right.
You know, and in a way, you know, we drive these areas and it's just natural. Yeah, it's an hour and a half drive or it's a 2-hour drive from here to here. Students are being bused for anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half to different schools. But that's just the way we always lived. And so it never really dawned on me how big these areas are and what we're trying to do within these given areas.
Right.
And, you know, looking at things that we're working on, not only pathways, but the infrastructure we're trying to get here. broadband.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what we need to do in order to reach these students. And
right.
This begins to put a real picture on the difficulties we had during COVID.
Sure.
And why we had those difficulties.
Very, very true. Well, and again, you've got kids that are on buses to and from school for up to maybe 3-4 hours a day, 2 hours one way, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what you're talking about. And so this whole idea of this regional system of college and career pathways. Here's another slide from the presentation, uh-huh. I believe, too, which is kind of what you were talking about. And these specific pathways, and I think you've got them kind of bulleted here on this, yeah. on the slide, right? Energy and natural resources is a pathway that could be numerous careers focused on that. Advanced manufacturing, business and entrepreneurship, construction, technology, engineering, health professions, and information technology, like broadband and everything else we're talking about.
Exactly. And there are other areas here, but these are the areas that we're wanting to come together and really begin this process, looking at the different school districts. Mm-hmm. Each of them are different. Each of them have different resources available. And so it's trying to look at what is common amongst the group. And this isn't saying that each school district is going to tackle all 5 of these. No.
Right.
Or all 6 of these. They have different areas that they want to focus their efforts on. And again, each of these school districts are building this up. And then we're wanting to flow into San Juan College. The dual credit system is a big,
That's right.
big effort in this whole process. We're in discussions with Navajo Technical University to get them involved in this.
Crown Point.
We want to get Dene College involved in this. And so again, it's a process where we kind of built the template. And so now we have some action plans that we want to start working on, and the schools have some ideas to how we want to proceed. And getting funding from the Gates Foundation on this effort would be a tremendous lift to help us really move in this effort. So we're really pleased with where we are right now. And this has really been, for me, it's really been an education.
Sure, sure.
You know, at times when early on this, I was still lost. But as I've gone through this process, began to better appreciate what we have to do in order to educate our young people here in the region and how that's changing. Because the mindset of the Gen X's and the kids that were born in the 1990s, 2000s, are quite different than you and I, Scott, when we were going to school.
No kidding. That's true. I've seen that myself. That's very true. And these 6 career pathways that are on the screen, these are things that this area already has kind of a connection to, right? There's
yes.
already little buds, if not full-grown, industrial complexes that are rising up, right? These are things that you feel this area could support, has supported in the past. We have some familiarity with these different industries. It's not like we're trying to get into the marine biology field or something in a landlocked state.
That's correct. That's correct. And the thing about this, too, is that the other component to this whole thing are working with industry and businesses, having that connection with them where they begin to talk to the schools.
Well, they want trained people, too, don't
yes,
they, right,
and
to come in?
They're the best ones to tell us what type of people are they looking to hire. And if we get that connection going, which we started, that gives the schools an opportunity to figure out, okay, what should we be teaching our students? What skills do they need? What basic educational foundations do we need to be building in our students in order for them to look at these different fields here and be successful in these different fields?
Right.
And, you know, in many cases, many students may not want to go to college, but here's an opportunity to go to San Juan College, get a certificate or get an AA, and at the end of that, then you can go to work. And in many cases, the goal here is having the opportunity where students would not only get a high school education, but also an AA at the same time through a dual credit program.
Right.
So once they're out of high school,
they're ready. Exactly. Very true. My guest this morning, Arvin Trujillo, is here. He, of course, is the leader at the Four Corners Economic Development Organization. We are talking about economic development. And so with this presentation, did the Gates Foundation give you a timeline as to when they hope to make their decision on funding?
Yeah, we're hoping to hear something in the latter part of January.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is big bucks we're talking.
Yes. Yes. I think we were looking at about $2.5 million for our area here.
And a multi-year
type
program
setup.
Or grant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so again, we're looking to see what we can do to move forward with this. We'll be having subsequent meetings as a group right now to really keep going as until we find out if we are funded or not. But again, the team seems very dedicated to keep this whole process moving. We got a lot of good work done, and we're really looking forward to continuing this effort.
Very good, very good. And hopefully, I'm sure you made a strong presentation, but hopefully you got some maybe positive feedback from them, or
no, hard to tell. We got some positive feedback, not actually from the Gates group. Everything to them was via video.
I see.
They had everything set up, and we gave presentations in front of a camera.
Sure.
But all the teams were there listening to us. And we got a lot of good feedback from a lot of the other communities on really what we're tackling here and some of the challenges that we have that, say, Phoenix or St. Louis or some of these metropolitan areas don't really have to contend with. And so, again, it was something to really take a look at. And like I said, after we gave the presentation, the folks from Kentucky and Appalachian were just saying, there's so many similarities between the challenges you guys are seeing and what we're trying to do. It's just, they were really discussing how can we possibly become sister communities or sister programs to help one another as we go through this. So again, there's some possibilities opening up with this process.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting. I want to ask you a little bit about the breakfast you had not too long ago with guests from the southern part of the state, Mexico State University, right? They were in town talking a little bit about partnerships and the things that you've been talking about too, right?
Yeah, we had New Mexico State come in. We have really been building our partnership with NMSU. And we had the chancellor, he was planning on coming, but he couldn't make it. He was called to D.C., he heads up one of President Biden's energy initiatives, but he did give a video address from Washington to the group. But again, he was focused on seeing how New Mexico State can really help us in the economic development realm. Agriculture has been a foundational area industry here in the region. It's kind of been falling off. New Mexico State's wanted to step in and see what can we do to help. They've been partnering with NAPI on a number of different initiatives to really see what they can do to assist NAPI in their development. And they've been quite involved in our efforts with NAPI to develop a hydrogen demonstration project there at the farm, where we would be utilizing hydrogen, generating hydrogen there, and then utilizing that hydrogen to run that commercial operation.
Interesting. Okay.
And so those were some of the things that they spoke about in the agricultural area. They were talking about, you know, the research that's being done, the economic work that they have capabilities of doing, and how they may be able to partner with this region to really begin to look at some studies to see what can we do to help our small farmers? What can we do to better connect with NAPI? What can we do to farm to table or farm to restaurant initiatives?
Right. We've seen a lot of, I think growth in that area. That's been one of the areas that I think you have identified as a potential economic growth industry for the area. It's kind of, it's kind of where we came from. It's where we're going maybe back to a little bit. But that's all kind of part of this ongoing conversation then, right?
Yes. I mean, agriculture has been foundational here in this region for a long time.
And farming town, Bloomfield, fruit land. I'm just, throwing out a few.
And it's just not here. You look at Southwest Colorado.
That's right.
And, all that development that is available there, I can remember my grandparents talking about the days that they used to travel up to Southwest Colorado to pick beans and do things like that. And so again, this agriculture here is very foundational. And so, how might we be able to turn back to that and see how we may be able to develop this area? Because for one thing, again, people are having issues with water. We're blessed here in that we're on the headwaters of the Colorado River,
right,
the San Juan. We're right by the San Juan Mountains, and again, we're looking at the ability to have water and really look at this. And so,
well, and we do have a couple of reservoirs that help during the drier times too,
right,
which a lot of communities don't have the benefit of. And so I think that's notable as well.
So the technology that we're wanting to explore, I mean, we're looking at greenhouse development.
Right.
We're looking at different plant varieties. Are there opportunities there with the elevation that we're at and with the kind of soil conditions that we have here? You know, are there other varieties that we could grow here that would make sense? And again, the idea here is seeing if we can find some things that would help the smaller farmer mm-hmm. be more productive and prosperous.
Right.
With the given acreage that they have, you know, there are, and so again, we're trying to explore these areas to see, and New Mexico State has really stepped up and has been really, has been a real partner right now in helping us reach some of those goals.
Very good. And I'm thinking of things like the food hub that has been developed, right? And the Growing Forward Farm in Aztec is kind of a demonstration farm, and things that the Cooperative Extension Service has been part of, which is part of NMSU. And they have been really involved with that. But the idea, and a lot of the school districts are starting to maybe incorporate some of the locally grown food into their menus and things. And how interesting that would be to be able to, you know, get that year round almost maybe during the school year with a greenhouse instead of just doing it, you know, during the early season, I guess, right?
Exactly.
When school starts.
And, you know, the idea here is exactly what you mentioned, Scott, having a year round type farming opportunity rather than going seasonal. And so those are some of the things that we're really focused on. New Mexico State's really looking at this. And quite frankly, our newsletter is coming out this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And on there we have a link to the breakfast. We recorded it and we have that link on our newsletter and it's on our website. So for those of you who are interested to listen in on that economic development breakfast briefing, it'll be available to you. It's available to you right now if you go to our website at www.4cornersed.com.
Right.
And again, you can subscribe to our newsletter there also. And we continue to move forward and we try to keep our community informed as to what we're doing, what's happening. And we're really pleased on where things are moving at this juncture, looking at workforce development, looking at working with our kids, and our partnership with New Mexico State.
Very good. Well, that sounds like a good update for us this month. And it wouldn't be a visit with you, Arvin Trio, if I didn't ask you about the rail project. Is there any update on how that's going?
Yes. In fact, I think the next session we'll have a little bit more in-depth discussion about that. But we've got everything approved by the U.S. Department of Transportation on our work plans and everything. So we're starting to gear up. We're getting our pieces in place. And again, a lot of the first parts of this will be education,
mm-hmm.
informing people as to what we're doing and how we're doing it. We're getting the website. We'll start getting that publicized on so people can go to that website and see the updates that are happening, the meetings that we'll be holding. And so again, there's a lot more that's going to start happening there with the railroad. And so we're really also excited about that happening. Got a good team in place. And so I think our next session next month, I think I'll have a little bit more to talk about there. And we'll have a discussion about the rail.
That sounds good. And I know state legislature, of course, will be meeting for a 60-day session in early 2023. And I know there's probably a bunch of eyes on that and what will come out of that as far as economic development and things along that line. Anything you're hearing about so far?
Well, right now, one of the things that's hitting this area would be looking at the Hydrogen Hub Initiative.
Okay.
That's one thing that we really need to educate our legislators about and see what we can do in that particular area. We're looking at infrastructure needs, road development. A lot of us see right now the truck haulage that's happening on our roads, especially here in Northwest New Mexico. Now our roads are really buckling under that heavy traffic. And so again, looking at infrastructure needs here in the region. And so those are some of the things that we're kind of pulling some strategies around as to how we want to address that and how do we need to educate the state legislators. But probably that's something, again, we'll talk about next month. We're kind of pulling all these things together right now in anticipation of the 60-day session. And so
you bet. There's been some talk, I know, from at the county level, I think, about the Navajo Dam Road between Aztec and Navajo Dam, of course, which is it kind of, as you describe it with other roads, I think it's got a lot of wear and tear on that road and maybe needs some engineering assistance. Let's put it that way. So there you go. Well, Arvin, thank you for coming, and it's always great to visit with you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you in January.
Okay.
All right, very good. That's Arvin Trujillo, Four Corners Economic Development, my guest here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 16, finals, finals, finals. Don't let the finals week become a nightmare of stress and anxiety. Get prepared and conquer your finals with these final steps. Start early. Create a study schedule and stick to it. Prioritize your study time. Some exams may be harder than others. Attend the review session. Ask questions about the exam and study for the style of exam. Create a study guide and make flashcards. Take breaks and stay well rested. Quiz yourself, or better, have someone else quiz you. Show up early for the test. Visit the tutoring center for additional support. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, presenting A Christmas Carol, Friday, December 23rd at 7:30 p.m. The true spirit of Christmas in this production, filled with haunting special effects and heartfelt sentiment. A powerful story of redemption, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol has enchanted audiences the world over with its simple message of holiday joy. Friday, December 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Farmington Civic Center. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.